Coming up on Inspired, President Trump's first indoor re-election rally was set for Juneteenth in Tulsa, a city reckoning with the worst racial massacre in U.S. history. The reaction from faith leaders was swift.
I was disgusted that he chose to come during Juneteenth. He takes all the oxygen out of the room. And instead of Americans focusing on the liberation of African Americans from chattel slavery, we're talking about the president's visit.
And 5 years after the attack on Mother Emmanuel AME Church, we revisit a conversation about healing.
We have to understand, when we talk about forgiveness, who's being released.
And then how a spiritual hymn is finding new life in secular spaces, protesting for freedom.
This song is so powerful to me because it's more than just one people's story. It is born out of our story, but it is available and able for anyone who believes in true justice and liberation.
That's coming up.
When I went to OU in 1998, I was sitting in a class of African American history, and the professor was talking about this place where black people had businesses and had money and had doctors and lawyers, and he said it was in Tulsa. And I raised my hand and said, no, I'm from Tulsa. That's not accurate.
Delario Solomon Simmons sharing the moment he learned about the worst race massacres in U.S. history. This week is filled with anniversaries calling us to remember our nation's original sin and its legacy, including those chapters erased from the history books. I'm Amber Khan, and this is Inspired. We begin in Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District. Like most Americans, including those who live and were educated in Tulsa, Simmons never learned about what happened in his own community.
And he was talking about this massacre riot. I said, man, what are you talking about? I said, I went to school on Greenwood. I've never heard of this ever.
Sitting inside the chapel of the historic Vernon AME Church, Simmons and residents share when they first learned about the Tulsa race massacre.
Segregated Tulsa public schools. Never in any of the schools was anything ever said about it.
You never heard about this in class.
At a time when protests around the country calling for accountability for the killing and murders of unarmed black men and women, community leaders like Pastor Turner of Vernon AME want Tulsa's history to come into sharp focus. Why did you agree to host that meeting with the CBS 60 Minutes team?
To highlight and show the world a story of Greenwood, and wanted to educate America on something that many people have never heard of.
We talked by phone, and I could hear he was tired. Pastor Turner, you have been busy. You've been getting a lot of calls from media today. I guess I was not the only one who decided to give you a call.
No, you weren't. Just talking about Juneteenth, talking about the Trump's visit, talking about Tulsa race massacre.
Juneteenth, the Trump visit, and the race massacre. It's a lot, and I could hear it in Turner's voice. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day, marks June 19th in 1865, the day Union Army General Granger read a federal order in Galveston, Texas, declaring that the remaining enslaved in Texas were free. That is 2.5 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. In Tulsa, the day is one of celebration, especially in Greenwood. Back in 1921, in that very district, 36 blocks were set ablaze. An estimated 300 killed, nearly 10,000 black residents became homeless and were sent to live in temporary internment camps. Families lost their possessions and livelihoods as businesses, hospitals, banks, theaters, churches all burned and destroyed, including Vernon AME Church. The images captured before the violence show one of the most affluent African-American communities in the country, 40 years after the Civil War, making it easy to see why Booker T. Washington called Greenwood Black Wall Street. The trauma of that massacre lingers today. Those killed remain unaccounted.
They dumped human beings in mass graves right here in the city. in collaboration with the elite. They were transported on the beds of pickup trucks that were owned by oil companies here.
Can you describe the role that the local police or the National Guard played?
What happened here, the Sheriff McCullough deputized 2,000 plus members of a white mob that by the time the final destruction was done, it ranged up to 10,000 people. The city's fire department did not put out one fire. They watched this. They watched this black community burn to the ground. The National Guard watched those bodies that I was telling you about be loaded onto beds of pickup trucks and be dumped in mass graves. This was state sanctioned all the way, and this happened in modern America. This was no Wild Wild West territory. This was a state, an officially recognized state of the Union. And it happened right here. And it was hidden for nearly 100 years from public record.
What happened in Tulsa, the white mobs burning down an entire business district and driving out 10,000 residents, remained untold in most history books. But when that chapter burst onto the small screen in the HBO miniseries The Watchmen in 2019, that changed. The science fiction series based on the comic book was reimagined entirely on Greenwood and that massacre and the destruction inflicted on Black Wall Street. Now, it's fictionalized, but it begins very much in the reality of what happened on March 31st, 1921, using stock footage and historical images from that day. This weekend, HBO announced that it will make the series available for free viewing online at HBO.com and through its app. The decision was sparked by the president's plan to hold his rally on Juneteenth in Tulsa. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal on June 17th, it's important to note that the president said he didn't even know about the holiday, Juneteenth, or its significance as Black Freedom Day. While The Watchmen centers on the massacre, white supremacy, and the legacy of anti-Black violence, Turner reminds me that The Watchmen's storyline on reparations, well, that is fiction. What kind of support, what kind of resources was the church community able to get from the city or from the state in its rebuilding efforts?
Nothing. The city, the state, and the country to this day, June 17th, 2020, has done absolutely nothing. In fact, a few years after the massacre, the city refused to put streetlights in the black community. This church had to go in its own coffers and put a marquee light outside because the city refused to put streetlights. And that marquee light is still up. It's the oldest marquee light in Tulsa. It just turned 70 years old last year. So what the federal government did after we rebuilt our community, they put an interstate highway right through the heart of our community with no exit ramp. We're the only original landowner on Greenwood that we had back in 1921. And in the entire Greenwood district, the only original landowners in their same locations. There's still a rich heritage here and a pride for people. And I'm thankful to be a part. I live in this community, and I'm thankful to be a part of it.
What is happening now in Tulsa as more people learn about the atrocities?
Well, what is happening now, there's a very new sense of urgency, demanding of justice, demanding for reparations, demanding for repentance spiritually, and for recognizing of the horror that this city, that this state did to its own citizens, greater accountability and transparency of our police department, truly having an office of independent monitoring. We recently got the mayor to agree to discontinue his contract of Live PD, this whole reality cop series. There are so many things we've done. Tulsa is blessed with a lot of leaders and community activists, and I'm just thankful to be a part of that.
On the 20th, President Trump is planning to hold his first reelection rally, which was originally scheduled for Juneteenth. What was your reaction when you heard?
I was disgusted that he chose to come during Juneteenth. He's changed the date. It's still on the same, during the weekend of our celebration. I think by virtue of him being president, he takes all the oxygen out of the room. And instead of Americans focusing on Juneteenth celebration and the liberation of African Americans from chattel slavery, we're talking about the president's visit. At this time, we don't need candidate Trump. We need President Trump. We need him to take leadership, and we don't need more campaign speeches.
Do you have confidence in his ability to lead the country?
I would like to be able to say I have confidence in my president, but from his past remarks and past actions and the lack thereof, he's given me no reason to put my confidence in him. My confidence is in God Almighty.
What is it that you hope comes from this weekend as people celebrate?
I just hope that he can keep his folks peaceful, because his crowd has a propensity to be a little aggressive and violent. These are folks who storm courthouses across the country because they want to no longer shelter in place. These are folks who don't mind running cars through peaceful protesters in Charlottesville. So I hope he can keep his people sane and not incite them to violence.
That was Pastor Robert Turner of Vernon AME Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He, along with a coalition of faith leaders, are planning a Juneteenth celebration in Greenwood. The historic district will feature singing, speeches, spoken word, music, and food. Coming up, we explore the history of forgiveness and reconciliation in the Black Church. Stay with us. I hope you're enjoying this week's show. I wanted to take a short break to tell you a few things about Inspired that you may not know. Our show was founded by a nun named Maureen Fiedler, who in the days after 9/11 saw a need for a national broadcast that would explore the rich diversity of beliefs among Americans. Since then, our commitment to creating and producing compelling radio has never wavered, nor has our commitment to making it available to everyone for free. No paywalls ever. But it's not free to produce this show, and we don't receive any funds from National Public Radio or the local stations that carry us. So I need to ask you for your support. If you enjoy Inspired, if you value it and count on it, please consider donating today. You can do that on our website at interfaithradio.networkforgood.com. interfaithradio.networkforgood.com. And thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.